KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have still some dense fog in the listening area. It's beginning to burn off, but give yourself extra travel time to reach your destination and watch out for those school buses as well out there. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. We look for areas of fog this morning, otherwise skies will be partly cloudy today with a high of 66. In area news, the Griswold School District will have a new athletic director for the 2016-17 school year. The school board Monday evening approved a contract for Katie Elwood. She'll also serve as the middle school high school principal. Elwood currently serves as the teacher for the district as well as head basketball coach. In addition to being named Griswold's AD, she will serve as the district's middle school high school principal beginning July 1st for the 2016-17 school year. Elwood is a graduate of the Tri-Center High School. She received her bachelor's degree in secondary education and coaching endorsement at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, where she also played college basketball for the Huskers. The status of Atlantic's application to Vision Iowa for a CAT or Community Attraction and Tourism grant is in limbo. That was word from Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Roger Herring during Monday evening's meeting of the Parks and Rec Board. Herring said that he and Assistant Director Seth Stassel met with the Vision Iowa CAT Grant Committee in Winterset on May the 11th, and while the meeting was cordial and he was the last presenter of the midday group, it was clear, he said, things weren't going to be going as well as he'd hoped.
They're very warm and friendly and that kind of thing. The downside of it was they hadn't seen our application yet.
They didn't watch the DVD?
They hadn't. Well, that was part of my presentation. We couldn't send our DVD online. It's too big. And so we took our own version of it.
He had a total of 10 minutes to make his pitch. The committee did not get a chance to see the shortened DVD presentation by Herring on the project during his presentation. But the second blow came when he learned from Vision Iowa's legal counsel that a big element of consideration was the amount of private funding the project has. Atlantic's project has raised money through private fundraising, but the chairman said in a follow-up letter that Herring read to the board that it fell short of the level the CAT grant board wanted to see.
I heard the board express concerns about the lack of private fundraising in this phase of your project. It's commendable how much your community was able to accomplish previously through private and in-kind donations. The recreation area looks like a great place to hang out. Unfortunately, the board does require contributions from private individuals and businesses before it will consider making an award. I know you don't have a lot of time, but any private fundraising you can get done in the next couple of weeks would really help your application better position it for a potential award in June.
Herring said, I don't know where we stand for sure other than we've got 2 weeks to do more private fundraising to their satisfaction.
That's obviously not going to happen. I'm not making light of it. I'm disappointed in that. That doesn't mean I'm not going to continue to work with it and do those kinds of things.
In addition, Herring said Vision Iowa's legal counsel explained that because the state was realigning the Iowa Economic Development Department, the current Vision Iowa board was in the process of being dissolved and replaced with an enhanced Iowa program that there are very few details about. The board will be in place by November 1st. The bottom line is June 8th is the last date CAT grant awards will be given. That means no further consideration will be given to any projects, certainly not until the new board meets later this fall.
I left there discouraged with that in mind, between the private fundraising and the dissolving of the Vision Iowa board and realigning it and doing a new mission, I guess, is what they're talking about.
Herring said for now he'll call for a meeting of the Schulberg Recreation Area Committee and go back to the drawing board with a new enhanced Iowa board. He said we'll work with it and make the best of it. He said the city can move forward with some aspects of the project on its own using funds from the hotel motel tax, but things won't be coming together as quickly as they'd hoped. The Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday approved a funding request from Cass County Tourism for new tourism brochures. Kenner Baxter presented a mock-up of the brochures and spoke about them during the board's meeting Monday morning.
Last one we did was 2007, so it's overdue.
And the brochures are entitled Explore Cass County.
It's designed by Hotch Studios, which is a local design company. They did a great job, and they're really reasonably priced.
The bid for the brochure design came in at $270. The printing of $2,500 brochures at Safeguard Business Systems in Atlantic will cost $288 for a total price of $558, which the Board of Supervisors agreed was very reasonable.
We really need it because our Iowa bus tours are coming through again. and they've gotten the old ones for the last 2 years. We need to give them some new.
The brochures will be available at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce office and at all Iowa Welcome Centers. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday 5 arrests took place last week. On May the 9th, 20-year-old Amanda Lynn Cooper of Lewis turned herself into the Cass County Jail on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Cooper was booked into the Cass County Jail and remained held Monday on $1,000 bond. That same day, 45-year-old Stanley Oral Russell of Lewis was arrested on a charge of serious domestic assault, abuse that is. Russell was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $1,000 bond. On May the 10th, 37-year-old Daniel Richie Weiss of Anita was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Weiss was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held Monday on $2,500 bond. Also arrested May the 10th was 29-year-old Samuel Laverne Huffman of Anita. He was taken into custody on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Huffman was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $4,000 bond. And on May the 14th, 54-year-old John Kenneth Green of Omaha was arrested on an OWI first offense charge. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. The Atlantic Police Department reports 6 arrests. Last Wednesday, 29-year-old Jeffrey Knight of Atlantic was arrested for going armed with intent. On May the 10th, 66-year-old Dean Adams of Atlantic was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant for public intoxication. And 27-year-old Carol Larson of Atlantic was arrested for simple assault causing bodily injury. Last Thursday, 30-year-old Summer Cole of Atlantic was arrested for burglary in the second degree and theft in the fifth. And on Friday, Atlantic Police arrested 25-year-old Alexandra Smarage of Atlantic for theft in the fourth degree. That same day, 37-year-old Isuk Filon of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication. All 6 subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Cass County man had been arrested last week on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. 37-year-old Sean Wolverton of Atlantic was arrested Thursday afternoon in Greenfield and brought to the Adair County Law Enforcement Center. He was later released on $5,000 bond. A man from Stewart was arrested Thursday afternoon also for domestic abuse by strangulation. 34-year-old Justin Beeman was arrested by Stewart police and later released on $2,000 bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they arrested an Audubon man stemming from an incident that occurred in Hamlin on May the 12th. At around 1 p.m. Monday, deputies took into custody 32-year-old Eddie Ray Mack Jr. of Audubon and charged him with assault. Mack Jr. posted a cash bond and then was released. He's set to appear before the magistrate this Thursday. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.